And the cinch strap, I think, is what we called it, because you have to pull it tight. Your horses, you know, would fill their bellies with air, so so it was hard for you to. So you learned to yank on those cinch straps real hard.
Did they ever call it a belly band? A cinch strap between a cinch, did they ever call that a belly band?
They might have. I think this would be the belly band, this thing here, the whole thing, your cinch strap. And I got the stirrup there. They even have a name for the strap that holds the stirrup to the leg protecting thing there. One of these is the this looks like it must be the saddle blanket underneath the saddle itself. So. Well, I've sure forgotten a lot. I feel kind of foolish.
What'd you call that thing that they would throw at the catch?
It's lariat, or rope. It's for roping.
Which would you use, lariat or rope?
I would use a lariat if they were going to be swinging it over their head and roping something.
Is a lasso anything? Lasso
is the same thing.
Would they ever use that term, or is that sort of a fancy term?
And I'll see everybody next week.
I think it depended on the person, the locale it came from. See, the people that I grew up with came from many different localities. And so we did learn to, and not even think about it till someone makes you, that you were used to someone saying lasso and you knew they meant the lariat. Someone would even say you're roping rope. Uh-huh.
Well, do you remember what they call those things they tie, when they're cattle roping, the things they tie around their hose? Have you ever heard of those things?
Yeah. They're peg ropes.
Okay.
And they're pegging them.
What about something you carry a lot of soil with, or something you had a wheel in front?
Oh, the wheelbarrow.
Okay, you're familiar with one of those?
Mm-hmm.
What about, what would you buy seeds on, or feed?
Depends on how much you're buying. A grain you'd get in a sack, a cloth sack.
Was there any particular name to that type of sack?
There was, I don't remember seeing it. It was a sack of grain.
Well,
I can, but what?
A gunny sack.
Yeah.
Was that the same thing?
Same thing, mm-hmm. And the gunny sack is made out of is a burlap material.
And what would you use to run a horse or cattle to persuade them?
I think you're talking about a quirt. And then they also had the.
I hope you don't see it. I hope that one didn't.
Let's see the long, the bull whips.
Was there another name for the whip? Did they ever call it a black snake?
Yeah.
Is that the same thing?
I think it is. I'm sure there's someone that'd tell you there's a difference, and it'd probably be the way it was braided or something around the handle, but I would think it'd be the same thing.
Did you ever use that term?
We always call the bullwhip.
If your tools got dull, would you use a Sharpie?
A file.
See, what about to cut wood? You put the wood up on something to balance it while you're cutting it?
Sawhorse.
There are different types of those?
There were a lot of different looking ones, but they all were crossed.
They were X's?
Yeah, uh-huh. They crossed at both ends, so, and you had two of them, so you could lay the log in the V that it would make, the cross, then you'd lay your log across, and then start the sun.
Well, any of them just came to a flat top?
Huh, and your log would roll off.
That's
what about,